The mission Hariyah gives us a list of Kadima in terms of who to say first, or it gives a whole list: Kohen, Levi, then Yisrael, Ish before Isha. The Ramosha writes, we don't follow this order anymore. Why not? So the Nishmas Avram explains, because what's the whole pshat in the Mishnah? You have two people, let's say, are drowning in the river. You only save one. So what do? You save the one that Klal Yisrael is going to benefit most from. So the assumption is a Kohen is going to do more mitzvah, so Levi, etc., Isha over Isha. But today, it's not true that we, Nashim Sidkanios, so this Klal really isn't true anymore, so therefore we generally don't accept this Klal in terms of Kadima. And some say, triage, it goes by, that's the order. Either way, we don't follow the Klal for different reasons. So let's say, with the coronavirus, let's say you have ventilator shortage. So obviously, if a Zuckin Muflug is on it, you can't pull him off. That's the, even if he has a lot less survival. If two people come at the same time, the one who's going to have a better chance for the survival than the one you give. Interesting, Rav Moshe and Rav Zalman both don't put age into factor. Well, Rav Yaakov Emden does, and Rav Schechter thinks that age should be a factor. Because, if someone's 90 and someone's 20, so, the assumption is the 120, even if they both recover, he has a lot more years to help Klal Yisrael. Maybe if it's a Gadol Hador, special situations, but interesting, Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman don't want to put age, and that could be also a meta halacha, that they don't want it to turn into an itli, how does it work? 70 and 69, 68, at what point, you get into different issues, at what point is the age thing? So the halacha is that basically, if someone's on a ventilator, you can't take them off, but the klal is someone who has the better chance of survival is the one that should go on. I guess what happens to both the same chance of survival, that's another discussion.